This is Words of Hope. The title of today's devotional is, I Will Be Your God. It was written and read by Ben Van Aragon. The scripture for today is Jeremiah chapter 30, verses 18 through 24. Thus says the Lord, Behold, I will restore the fortunes of the tents of Jacob, and have compassion on his dwellings. The city shall be rebuilt on its mound, and the palace shall stand where it used to be. Out of them shall come songs of thanksgiving, and the voices of those who celebrate. I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will make them honored, and they shall not be small. Their children shall be as they were of old, and their congregation shall be established before me, and I will punish all who oppress them. Their prince shall be one of themselves, their ruler shall come out from their midst. I will make him draw near, and he shall approach me, for who would dare of himself to approach me, declares the Lord. And you shall be my people, and I will be your God. Behold, the storm of the Lord, wrath has gone forth, a whirling tempest. It will burst upon the head of the wicked. The fierce anger of the Lord will not turn back until he has executed and accomplished the intentions of his mind. In the latter days, you will understand this.
In the first half of Jeremiah, God threatened judgment. In the second half, he promised restoration. The judgment was concrete. In 587 BC, God sent his rebellious people into exile. The restoration was abstract and consisted of three future actions. God would raise up a godly king, God's wrath would be satisfied, and God would restore his city and its inhabitants. God's people waited centuries for him to accomplish this redemption. When he finally did, many people did not recognize it. Why? Because they expected God's redemption to manifest in a place, Jerusalem. Instead, his promises were fulfilled in a person, Jesus. Jesus was the true king. Throughout the New Testament, he is called Messiah, God's anointed. Jesus satisfied God's wrath. Paul wrote, Since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved by Jesus from the wrath of God? Jesus gathered a new people who were also a new city. Jesus said, You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Through Jeremiah, God pronounced the ultimate result of his plan of redemption. You shall be my people, and I will be your God. Through Jesus, God claimed us as his people and presented himself to us as our God. Accept his offer of reconciliation and open your life to his restoration.
This has been Words of Hope. For more information about the work of Words of Hope, including a print copy of this devotional, just visit woh.org. That's woh.org. And please, join us tomorrow for more Words of Hope.